Neither do I anymore, but still, I'd rather not commute at all. Because you know, it's Malibu Barbie's 50th anniversary.
You know, he has the worst memory. It's worse than mine.
First day, he tried to show up in sandals.
That's why I hate texting him. He takes forever. Like, fuck, am I supposed to do overtime? Should I have done overtime?
We don't think you're there yet, Aaliyah. Like, we wanna. If it's like a bunch of young people, they'll want Halloween off.
And we had those mint ones for a whole year too. And you don't use your number? Is the price more? I was like, damn.
Podcast.
I don't look at the screen. I just give them my number and then they tell me the price. I'm not spending $100 on alcohol.
818 is hella smooth, huh? I don't like how Costco sells Casamigos regular size. Can I get a Costco size?
You believe that? Kid from Oakland running around believing in fairy tales.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode number 69 and another happy hour with Some Damn Podcast. Podcast where participation is optional, but responsibly encouraged.
Bartender, I'm gonna need a round of Henny immediately, like immediately. Let's get turned, this motherfucker.
I am that host you love to toast, DC.
My BS meter is at an all-time high.
Joining me, as always, my partner in podcast, that host we all love to ghost, we got Aaliyah.
Hey, guys.
You know the fucking vibes.
Thanks for tuning in to this episode. Before we get started, we want to remind you guys to please subscribe to the podcast on whatever platform you're tuning in from. And please follow us on all socials, Instagram, damn.podcast, Twitter, some_damn_pod, and please repost, share, let everyone know about the podcast. Thanks. And before we jump into the first topic, goes out to all you guys, the listeners, the supporters, and followers, and subscribers. Cheers, guys.
Cheers.
Another one.
First topic of the night. All right, guys. So I'm sure you've heard me talk about, I love burgers. One place I don't go too often, but I do enjoy their burgers. It's Five Guys. Shout out to Mitz. He used to work at Five Guys.
Did he really?
Yeah. You've gone to Five Guys before, right?
Yeah.
Like if they have a large, or when there's a group of people coming in, they'll say how many people are coming in and say to the door. Like I remember I walked in with my brother and Jordan, and then Mitz shouted out, three to door. I was like, wow, okay.
I've never happened with open.
All right, but this guy who I guess he's known for posting different hacks from different fast foods on TikTok. He goes by the name Hell Thigh Junk Food, unless it's supposed to say healthy junk food, okay. But he spells hell, you know, so I'm not sure. But he recently just posted a hack for Five Guys. The last time you went to Five Guys, what did you order?
Probably a burger and fries.
Did you get a regular burger or a little burger?
I think I got a regular burger.
So you know how their burgers come with two meat patties?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So this guy has a hack. It's a pretty simple hack. I mean, I'm sure if people saw this video, they're like, oh, damn, I could have thought about this, but I never did. But he came out with a hack of how you can make that burger into two burgers. Five Guys hack. Where's the audio?
There it is. The cheeseburger comes standard with two patties, and all their toppings are free. So are peanuts. Next time you go to Five Guys, order a cheeseburger with all the toppings on the side and ask for an extra bun. Extra buns are free.
Extra bun, $0.
But they forgot to add it and you didn't check.
Well, it was a new guy.
Now when you get home, you'll have all your toppings neatly on the side, and with your extra bun, you can dress both of your burgers exactly the way you like. If you're not following us on TikTok, you're getting ripped off.
So I always appreciate when people put out hacks for food establishments that will help you save money and get more bang for your buck. But speaking from the standpoint of people who used to work in the food industry, Aaliyah, how did you feel when people would put things on the side?
I hated it. Hated it with a passion. It annoyed the hell out of me.
Yeah, so I don't know if people don't realize this or they just don't really think about it, but when we have to put your toppings on the side, that takes a lot more extra time, you know, because when you're working with food, you kind of have a certain flow on how to do things, right? So you just go from one station to the next and you just work like an assembly line. But when someone gets things on the side, it kind of throws it off because you got to take extra steps and things like that. We always hated when people put things on the side. With that in mind, as much as I would want to try this out, because if I could get two burgers instead of one for the price of one, then yeah, cool. But I wouldn't do this because I wouldn't put that extra work on their employees, because I didn't like it when we had to do it. So that's the reason I wouldn't use this hack. What about you?
I'm the same. Like, I have the same ideas as you. Also, I feel like when you get stuff on the side so you can assemble yourself, it takes away the whole food experience. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like it's not the same when you already get it assembled.
Mm-hmm. And so, like, if it's only like one or two things on the side, then I could kind of let that go. But if you're putting everything on the side, that's the extra dick move. You know what I mean?
I don't like that. Or like when they get all like multiple sauces on the side, knowing that they will not use all those sauces.
That's what I'm saying. I feel like people who get a lot of things on the side just want it because they're paying for it, but aren't actually going to use everything. You know what I mean?
I feel like if you're low on cash, it would be okay. But other than that,
I do. I really do like how their burgers come with two patties and how they go overboard on the fries, which is always cool. Would you put a Five Guys on the same tier as an In-N-Out and Shake Shack? Wait, you've actually never had a Shake Shack burger. You've only had the Chicken Shack.
Yeah.
So as far as burgers, you can't really say that Shake Shack is on that tier with In-N-Out.
In-N-Out is not even on the tier.
Whoa. Wait, okay, who's the best burger?
I'm not sure.
You can't say they're not up there if you don't even have one in mind.
Okay, well, In-N-Out, all I know is that every time I eat In-N-Out, I don't feel good.
Maybe it's the spread. Maybe you can't handle all that mayo.
But I like the spread. I eat it with my fries.
Yeah.
Toppings as you can.
The one thing that I don't like is I don't like when chopped onions or my grilled onions are chopped. I'd rather have whole grilled onions. I know In-N-Out does that too, but I also didn't know you can get whole grilled onions. But now that I know, the next time I go In-N-Out, I'm going to get whole grilled onions. But I don't like chopped onions. Like,
you point? Just figured that out with In-N-Out?
Yeah, we talked about it like 2 weeks ago, I think.
Did we? I think Tino always get it like that.
You said he got them raw, right?
But the times that I got it for him, I think I got him grilled onions.
Dang, for the first shot, I used the DJ Khaled instead of the round one. Good job.
It sounded weird. It really did.
While we're talking about food real quick, I was at work, I think it was yesterday, and one of my coworkers, he was like, all right, one gotta go. And this was for breakfast foods. It was pancakes, waffles, French toast, and cinnamon rolls. Which one would you get rid of?
Pancakes.
Yeah, I think that's unanimous, but one dude said cinnamon rolls.
What?
Then I pointed out, okay, well, I think all of those, I mean, obviously all four of those are amazing when you can put toppings on it, right?
Yeah.
If you're taking the bare bones, just basic of each one, plain pancakes, plain waffle, plain French toast, plain cinnamon roll, pancakes are the worst. Like, there's not much flavor to it, right?
Yeah, I would agree.
I feel like
waffles don't have that much taste to it either, but I do like
it's the the texture of the waffle gives it a different it adds to the flavor palette.
Yeah, that's true,
because pancake is just It's like soggy bread.
It's not like soggy bread. Quit playing with the pancakes. You got problems.
Which is the best one plain?
What would you say? What'd you say?
Which one is the best one plain?
No, I mean, what? So pancakes, waffles, cinnamon rolls. What was the last one? French toast?
French toast.
Either the cinnamon rolls or the French toast.
Same. I just got some frozen French toast. It's pretty good.
Like frozen French toast.
Yeah, I just tossed it in the toaster and yeah.
You don't think
put it some melt? Syrup on it, but melt. Why would it melt?
It would melt.
I don't know.
I don't know. I feel like it would melt.
It's not made out of ice.
Don't French toast have like butter in it already?
Yeah, but it's not gonna melt, dude.
No.
You want what?
Some French toast now. With the cinnamon rolls, I want some cinnamon rolls too.
Because and then are, like, huh?
So those are already sweet.
And then yeah, I asked the dude who said cinnamon rolls gotta go. I said, yo, have you ever had Cinnaholic? And it, but he never did. But the other dude was talking about Cinnabon and how every time he goes to the mall, he has to get Cinnabon. I think we talked about that last week, right? Where you said you always get, was it Cinnabon? Or, no, it was Auntie Anne's that you always get.
Yes, right? I do. Mm-hmm.
Should we watch another of this guy's hack?
Go ahead.
Should we watch the Burger King hack or the McDonald's hack? Or Chick-fil-A? Chick-fil-A got hella more views than those.
Play Chick-fil-A and see why.
Chick-fil-A hack number 7. Buffalo chicken mac and cheese. A side of mac and cheese is $3.45. But when you get a kid's meal, you can upgrade to mac and cheese for only 50 cents. So next time you go to Chick-fil-A, order a 5-piece kid meal, upgrade to mac and cheese with buffalo and ranch on the side. From our previous hack, 6.2, you can also get a free frosted lemonade. Watch that video to find out how. Now, open your nuggets, pour on that buffalo sauce, shake, dump it on your mac and cheese, finish with a ranch drizzle, and enjoy. You can get all of this plus a frosted lemonade for $5.50. Guys, if you don't do this at Chick-fil-A, you're getting ripped off.
See, I can get on board with that hack because that's not extra work for the employees, but he still saves money. So as long as you're not like putting extra work on someone, I'm all for it. Are you going to try that?
I'm not going to try that one.
Then why did you want to watch that one?
It looks cool. That's it. I will try the other one, though, because I was already planning on getting the nuggets and mac at Chick-fil-A because I didn't finish the burger.
Did you try the frozen chicken nuggets at Costco yet?
No. Oh, what? I haven't been to Costco since Monday.
It's pretty spot on with Chick-fil-A.
Really?
I just wish I had
the nuggets first.
Chick-fil-A sauce to dip it in.
Don't they sell it now?
Yeah, it's not the same though because it's a. See, I don't like having it in a bottle because I want it in the little dipper cups. All right, keeping on the theme of fast food, burgers are made out of what? Beef. Stumbled upon this video about this guy who claims he eats nothing but raw meat for the past 3 years. And according to him, he has never felt better. He feels like he's in the best health of his life. So I watched this video. So for breakfast, this dude would cut up like a raw steak, raw chicken liver, and 3 raw eggs. And he just sits there eating it raw. I don't know if you want to watch the video because it's like 15 minutes long.
Already pretty chopped up.
Look at that.
So I just like to chop this up. It's a little like... I don't know, 1 or 2 inch by 2 inch square pieces. This and just kind of swallow it whole.
That's what he told me.
That's what I do with a lot of my food. It's just a habit I got into. Because some cuts are really hard to chew and tear. So just use your knife, man. That's why we got tools.
Oh, God.
Eyeballs into my diet. Damn.
Oh yeah, he also is eating bull testicles.
Seems like it's really every organ I heal is healing every organ in my body.
Is that not bad for you to just eat straight up raw meat?
My brain is getting better. I'm having more vivid dreams. And also the testicles are boosting my testosterone, my overall energy during the day. So it's
been very, yeah, you need energy.
Very interesting experimenting with all these organs.
There you go. High protein, low fat, Aaliyah.
Some people ask what testicles taste like.
Are you watching?
I have a really hard time describing flavors.
Is it necessary for him to play classical music over the video?
It definitely tastes like a metallic something in there that might be like the zinc.
I guess so. Maybe that's how he gets it.
Got pretty high zinc content.
Did he say the testicles taste metallic?
And
I would assume they all
taste aftertaste.
Cheers.
Another one.
How much for you to eat this whole plate of what he's having for breakfast?
10,000.
And you clean off the plate.
I won't lick it, but
I wonder if he eats the egg straight up like out of the shell, or if he like pours it into a cup and drinks it.
I think he'll eat the shell.
Craving it again.
Here we go. Let's see what he does. Hurry up, dude. I don't got time for this.
What if he just bites it? Oh, he just made
a
hole.
Sure, my Augenus said,
how did he get the yolk out through that tiny hole, though?
Suck.
You can use your
so he told
tooth.
Me.
You don't have to use
You asked.
You don't have to sit there and poke it with your eye tooth.
What's an eye tooth?
Eye tooth?
I'm not sure why he...
Is that the latest Apple product?
Made that so complicated.
You're stupid.
Just tap one end on the counter.
Tap in. Breakfast of champions.
Didn't you drink raw egg before?
All right.
Yeah, three whole eggs. Sometimes four if I was feeling frisky.
You did it like that? Like you whisked it and then you drank it?
No, I would just like crack it into a cup and drink them whole. So like the yolk, like each yolk, I would almost gag. Because I feel like it would taste nastier if you scramble it.
Yeah. That's true. I can eat raw beef, but that's about it. And of course.
Really? Raw beef?
Mm-hmm.
Have you done it before?
Yeah.
Why? Is that a delicacy?
Well, okay. I didn't eat it plain. I had like sauce on top. I had fish sauce, lemon, whole lime.
Still disgusting to me.
It's delicious. There's like stuff like beef tartare. Sold at restaurants. That's raw. I didn't eat it because at that time I stopped eating beef already, but it looked delicious. But that's about it. I wouldn't eat raw chicken.
There's a place in Berkeley that serves raw chicken. It's a ramen joint.
What do they do with the chicken? How do they prep it?
Yeah, let's see if I can. I forgot what the name of the spot is. Have you been to a Pudo yet?
You know, I don't go out. Is it good?
It's probably, I would say, second best ramen place in the East Bay.
The best one is
Marufuku. Marufuku, it's in Temescal.
You know, I don't know where that is.
Temescal, next to the Bird. It's across the street from the Bird.
You know, I don't look around. I just go to the place and come back.
Oh, well, you need to try that. And ramen shop in Piedmont. No, it's not Piedmont. It's Rock Ridge. It's good.
Rockman.
You need to expand your ramen places. What's it called?
I think you just need to make a Yelp list and then send it to me.
Will you actually go?
I will go.
Or will I just waste my time making this list?
Just like how you wasted it making a playlist for Mitz.
How did I waste a playlist for Mitz? He used it all the time, but he added music to it, which offended
exactly.
the hell out of me.
Exactly.
I was like, excuse me. I listen to this playlist as well. I don't like these songs. So I had to remake the playlist.
So would you eat raw chicken?
Hell no. I wouldn't eat. The only thing I would eat raw is freaking fish. Like seafood that's meant to be like, you know, sashimi and shit. Is it Ippuku? It might be Ippuku. Dude,
and they have a place.
The decor at this spot is really nice too. They so they have a. I'm pretty sure this is pretty standard at like Asian bars and stuff, but they have their bottles hanging from the ceiling, so you could just pour them into shots like this. You see it?
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, it's pretty dope.
I like their website.
And they have a bunch of they have a lot of seating where you're sitting on the floor. Like, you know, like, you know how some Japanese restaurants, they have like the table on the ground and then your seat, and then so your legs are under the table, like on the floor and stuff.
Yeah, and it has the mat.
Yeah, yeah, they have that. And it's like, it's hella dark in there too, so the ambiance is nice.
You already been there?
Like a couple times. Other squid ink fried rice is pretty good.
I was looking at that. That looks good.
All right. I don't see no pictures.
Maybe they don't have pictures. Oh.
See, that's why I don't like going on Yelp on desktop, because they don't. It's not as easy as using the app. Oh.
Spelled chicken wrong. Stupid.
Ooh, there we go.
But that look like it's like.
Don't say seared. I don't give a damn if it's seared, dude. It's fucking raw.
It is seared.
Dude, I think like the texture of a raw chicken, I would immediately throw up.
Says is a must have. You can't get anywhere else. Texture and flavor.
I don't care about the texture, dude. That's gonna make me throw up. For real. Oh, here we go. We got a raw egg in there too.
Would you eat the raw egg?
No. I feel like this is just salmonella waiting to happen.
I wouldn't eat the raw chicken. I'll eat everything else raw.
What do you mean?
Like beef.
My cousin had raw horse meat.
Why was he eating a horse?
It's a delicacy at the restaurant. And because she's in Japan. How did we end up there?
The dude was eating raw meat.
Oh yeah.
I wouldn't eat a raw horse. I feel like their meat is tough. Was it tough?
Oh, I guess. I don't know, man. Let's keep it on the topic of food, but let's talk about how, you know, more and more people are starting to use food delivery apps such as DoorDash, Uber, Grubhub, and all that, right?
Uh-huh.
This article talks about how online ordering is ruining lunch for the rest of us. And again, once again, because of our food industry background, I can agree with this. Because, you know, when you're working during busy hours, such as a lunch rush, you're making customer orders as they come in, and then all of a sudden, you get an online order with a designated time of pickup. So while making everyone's order during the lunch rush, you'll have to pause from the customers who are already there to finish up an online order, so it'll be ready for the driver to pick up once they arrive. So it kind of ruins the flow of the people who are there for a lunch rush, who are there, who have a limited time during their lunch, you know? So I always believe that online ordering should only be used during slow hours. I know that kind of defeats the purpose of bringing in more business, because obviously slow hours are the times that people aren't really ordering food. But yeah, when you're working at a restaurant, I feel like the customers who are actually there should receive the most attention versus the online orders, because these are the people who don't take the time to actually go to the establishment. So I feel the people who actually show up should get your undivided attention. Thoughts?
I agree. I always, I didn't like how, especially when I was busy, we get so many orders, and it wasn't easy orders. They were very, specific instructioned orders, so I would ignore them.
That's what I think, too. I don't plan on owning a restaurant or anything like that, but if I did, I would definitely have a sign that says, no substitutions, no alterations, nothing. You take it as it is, because, you know, if you want something made in a specific way, make it your damn self.
Yeah. I understand some things.
If you're allergic to certain things, then yeah. But if not, if you're just being picky, get out of my face.
Yeah. But if it's like when we had loaded fries and they're put all the toppings on the side, I'm like, no, it's gonna be soggy either way.
Or if anything, I would have a service charge if you're like putting things on the side, man. All right, that's gonna be a 5% service charge if you want everything on the side.
Yeah.
Okay.
Fine. And then I'm sure people would be dicks about and be like, okay, I guess I can't tip then, or some crap like that.
Hate people. But like, okay, for us specifically, I feel like when you put cheers.
Oh yeah. What do you say to that, DJ Khaled?
Another one.
Cheers.
When we were working, every time they would ask for it on the side, I would give the specific amount on the side, like the actual size amount for each thing. Like, you know, the meats mm-hmm. would be the exact amount, and the sauces would be the exact amount. But if I were to make it, I would put more.
I don't understand what you're saying.
I want you to understand. I'm saying that it's less if you do everything on the side.
Oh, so you'd be more
specific. I'm more generous
about the quantity, and more generous if you're actually making the item as yeah. is. Because,
mm-hmm. you know, when we're yeah. making an item, we make it so that it looks nicer.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're putting everything on the side, I can't really adjust my proportions, right?
True.
Yeah, that's about it. Can you hear my phone ringing?
No, I don't hear that. What are we talking about, the shot clock or just your phone?
No, because my iPad, you hear it? It's like a ding.
I don't hear nothing.
No, okay, then it's just because I'm on a group chat and I don't know how to, I don't know how to turn it off on my iPad.
I'm an idiot.
Like, there's no, because you know, the iPhone, it has this one, the notification on or off. They don't have an iPad.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know how iPads work. All right. So, speaking of lunch, most of the time when people get married, wedding takes place around lunchtime, right? So we're going to move on to a wedding story taken from Reddit, but this is not from the subreddit, Am I the Asshole? This is from the subreddit, Wedding Shaming. The person who wrote this Reddit started off saying, can there be a that's it, I'm bridesmaid shaming group? One of mine had been begging me to change the entire theme of my wedding because she is allergic to lavender, which is new to me. After I had a talk with them all about what will be there, real lavender, she threw a fit. I told her I'm sorry, and I can try to make sure no lavender will be at her table or bouquet. She still said she can't come. I'm not mad per se, because I understand allergies are a big thing. I have a few myself, but I would not expect someone to change their whole wedding over it. Do you think this bride is being unreasonable? Or no, not the bride, the bridesmaid. Is she being unreasonable for asking the bride to change the theme of her wedding because of her allergy?
I'm in the middle.
You're in the middle?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
I understand it from both sides.
Okay, argue from the standpoint of the bride.
They already talked about it before in the past. And she just, like, after talking about it so much, and then, like, the last confirmation, that's when she wanted to bring it up, and she had already ordered it. So it's like, you had so many chances to say it. But from the other person's point of view, it's an allergy, you can't help it. I would also be struggling.
So according to the person who posted the Reddit, she also posted it on Facebook, which reached about 600 comments in about 25 minutes before it was deleted, because most of the people who commented shamed the bride for choosing florals over her close friend's health. I don't see here where it states that they had prior conversations about the theme building up into the wedding. It doesn't give you a real timeline. So we don't know if she discussed it with her before, like months in advance, or if it's kind of something she just mentioned as it got closer to the wedding.
Well, you know, I always assume things. That's how my mind played it out.
So that's the way that I would, that's how I would react to it, depending on when the time frame was given for the theme of the wedding. Because obviously, if she told her months in advance, they could have came up with a compromise. And if not, then I would definitely side with the bride, because obviously she should be able to choose the theme of her own wedding, especially if she's giving this person who's allergic a heads up, like, you know, like, this is what I want. But if you can't get on board with it, then, you know, maybe we can't have you in the entourage or whatever. But if she just told her like maybe a month before the wedding, then of course I'm going to side with the bridesmaid, because it's like, dude, like, you should have known that I'm allergic, but you're just telling me now, like, what options do I have?
I want to know how close this friend is actually to.
If she's a bridesmaid, then she's close.
You have to be close to be a bridesmaid. You can just be a filler to even out the numbers.
But then, I mean, regardless of that, like, she would have to be close enough that she would feel comfortable having her in her wedding. No, you would have a doofus that you don't really know just to have a filler. Be like, oh, I don't really know you, but I need an extra person, so you're in.
I mean, you could be an acquaintance.
I would not want an acquaintance in my wedding.
Yeah, that's true. But some people do that, like, just so they can even out the entourage.
But some of the comments from the backlash, you know, all defending the bridesmaid. One of them said, really though, is your dream of lavender more important than having the people you love there? Another said, it doesn't sound like the friend was being unreasonable. I just can't imagine deciding that a flower decor is more important than a member of the wedding party. I don't think that person needed to put an exclamation point in that. But because of all the backlash, the bride did make a compromise, and she asked her florist for alternatives that resemble lavender. So in the end, the bride's made one. Do you think she holds a grudge against her, like, a little bit?
The bride against the bridesmaid?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, no, okay, so in my head, the bride, you know, she said the bridesmaid is throwing a fit.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm putting that in a very, like, bridezilla storyline where she's yelling at the bride, even though it's not her fault.
Okay, so wedding, not only is it a celebration, but it's also a party, right? This party in particular is not a very happy one at first. So the drunken man was reportedly missing for a couple of hours. So a search party was assembled in order to find him. This happened in Turkey. The man who was missing, his name, probably going to mispronounce it because I don't know how to pronounce Turkish names. Beyhan Mutlu, age 50, became concerned when he didn't return home after a night of drinking with his friends in Inegal in Turkey's Bursa province. His wife was unable to reach him on his cell phone, and officials were advised that his friends lost him after he wandered into a forest. A search party was sent for and volunteers joined, looking through the woods. So all these people were out there all night for hours just looking for this guy. Oh man, freaking Mutlu, Beyhan. You would just jump in on a search party not knowing what's going on.
And who are we searching for? Okay.
That's crazy, because the people who don't even know him that were helping with a search party, like, if they, well, I mean, obviously, yeah, because they did bump into him and they didn't know who he was. Like, what if you just had a bunch of people who didn't even know what he looked like and just looking for someone that they don't even know who they're looking for. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I feel like I would be the one getting lost. I've never seen the actual search party. Have you?
No. I don't think that really, I mean, that doesn't seem like something that happens here. Like, that might happen in, like, the smaller states, but that's definitely not happening in California.
You think it happens closer where the forest is?
Yeah, like, small towns that most people know each other, or, like, different countries where they're, like, really friendly and stuff. Like, I could see that happening, but definitely we're not friendly. Here. Really? Californians are friendly? Ladies and gentlemen, we would like to welcome you to Power Hour. Cheers.
Wait, I thought you had to make it.
I just did. I just poured it into my chase cup.
Oh, snap. Hold up.
Come on, dude. I thought
you were going to walk out and make it so that I didn't make mine.
Come on, get it together.
You know the fucking vibes?
Give me a minute, I'm not
ready. Come on, let's throw it back. Come on.
To this day!
Yeah. If you don't know who that is, that's Deontay Wilder. He got knocked out this weekend. Huh?
Who's that?
He's a boxer. I just found out why his nickname is the Bronze Bomber. Well, I mean, I kind of put it together myself. I don't know if it's for sure that's why. But because he won the bronze medal in the Olympics. So I'm assuming that's why his name is Bronze Bomber.
Or what?
Boxing.
They have boxing in the Olympics?
I didn't know that either.
That's weird.
Why is that weird? They have wrestling.
They have wrestling in the Olympics?
Yeah.
That's also weird.
Why? Because you don't watch it?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's get turned in this motherfucker.
You're so stupid.
Cheers.
Another one.
Dude, there was this one day at work, it was super slow. So I was like, all the topics for next week,
mm-hmm.
I found all of those during one shift. All right, when you're in a search party, I've never been in one, but I would think it's very tiring. You know, you're just walking around and you start to build up an appetite. One place you can go to satisfy that appetite is Subway. Right. So this TikTok video went viral, posted by Araceli Sotelo, who works at Subway, when a man came into the restaurant and robbed her. She was all alone in the restaurant and the incident was captured on surveillance. The guy took her purse, but she defended herself and fought him off. So she decided to post the surveillance video on TikTok. Let's see. I thought surveillance videos don't have audio.
I told you they do.
What would you say to him? I don't know if I would say move.
I think I would cry, honestly. I don't think I would do anything. She's very strong for doing that. I'm a little child.
Damn. I don't understand. It's like she really flipped a switch, you know? It's like she was hella scared at the beginning and then all of a sudden she just starts beating on this dude.
She's like, ain't nobody gonna help me, so I'm gonna help myself.
Oh, she got him in a chokehold, started hitting him, and she took his gun away. How'd she get all this? Oh, she kicks the gun out of his hand and then she hits him with it. That's crazy though that she was there by herself.
Yeah. I don't think there was a time where we were by ourselves.
Yeah, that just shows how irresponsible management is at that restaurant.
You know what part I thought was funny? When she started to beat and she got his gun, her bag was on the floor and he picked it up and he was like, here, take your bag.
Because she had his gun.
I know, it's hella funny. I found that so funny. I was like, what did you think you was doing for that to happen? But like, how did he find her bag?
I'm guessing she was like maybe on the way out or whatever, and so she had her purse already, and then that's when he came in. Or unless she just kept it close to the counter,
I guess. But
so apparently after she posted it on TikTok, Subway, her, I'm guessing her manager or whoever's in charge of that particular restaurant, suspended her until she took the video down. And she said she couldn't because I guess a lot of people already like reposted it or whatever, or it just, you know, it went viral, so everyone got hold of that video, so she couldn't like completely scrub it off the internet. So she no longer has her job at Subway, and the reason they suspended her is because the owner didn't want corporate to know about it. So obviously whoever runs that particular restaurant knew that they were in the wrong for only having one person close up the restaurant, because obviously that wouldn't happen if you have multiple people, right?
I was not thinking of it the same way you were thinking of it. I just thought they didn't want to see that someone got robbed. I didn't take it to a fact that they didn't want to see that she was alone.
Yeah, that's the main reason. Because obviously if corporate sees that, then the owner of that restaurant will get in trouble and they could possibly lose their job. But I'm hoping, like, since he pretty much let her go, that hopefully corporate did see this and got rid of him too, because obviously he's doing a terrible job of running that place.
Wait, but it's a franchise. They bought that Subway, right?
Yeah, but you know, franchises, they're still like,
take away their restaurant,
they're still watched by corporate. Like, corporate still has stock in that, and they can decide like if they can continue to be there or not, you know.
Cheers.
Another one.
Hey, the one thing that I always liked about Subway is the fact they have a lot more vegetable options for a sandwich versus other sandwich franchises, you know. I like the way that you can really build your sandwich with all these different types of vegetables. And where do we get our vegetables, Aaliyah? We get them from the garden.
Wow.
So we are going to transition into a video where Garden Karen is seen harassing landscapers because she's getting upset about the yard work at her apartment complex. So a dude he goes by the name of IC France on TikTok, where he was hired to do a job at a Florida apartment complex, which seemed to involve either removing or trimming the roots of a large tree in the yard. Some woman got upset and she started yelling at the workers. She tries to make it seem like she's concerned for their safety. Mm-hmm. But let's see. Stage one, Karen. Let's turn this down so it doesn't blast.
You're on our property and you don't have to say anything to me. And I don't need to talk to you. Right now, your boy, your young men, they're very good men, and you had a fucking electric saw in the thunder and rain.
It's gas powered.
Because you're not. Thank you.
I don't want your lip either.
I don't like when people say that.
Part two.
Then she thought she could push a 800-pound time machine.
Don't go under the ground.
For your safety.
No, for your safety.
Please, Nick.
No.
Just give us a moment.
Get out of here.
You already called the cop. You don't want to come again. Please stop.
So she's starting to push some. Look at the machine that I don't know what it's doing.
I think that's.
Are you sure?
Do you think that she's just a jerk or she has like some mental issues?
I feel like she's a jerk.
I feel like it's more mental because, yeah. I don't know, man. Like, just looking at the look in her eyes, just seems like she's not all there.
I feel like she doesn't like change and she doesn't like new people around because they're around her apartment complex. So she just didn't want them.
All right, so at this point, the cops had to come to, you know, make her stop bothering the dudes for doing what they were hired to do.
But listen here, you come back out here and start touching your equipment, you are gonna go to jail. I don't care if you agree or you disagree. It's not your job to come out here and tell them what they can and can't chop down.
Thank you.
They're just trying to do their job. It's Monday morning.
All right. And it's only Monday, man. It's only Monday, man.
All right, so if you couldn't hear, cop pretty much told her, you know, you can't tell them what to do. This is their job. They were hired to do this. And they will come back to arrest her if she decides to pull something again. And it seems like she understands. It seems like she's going to respect the officer's wishes.
Supposedly, he had another video where she's crying, but TikTok wouldn't let post.
Oh, really?
That's what he said at the end of the paragraph.
So there was one before that one that they couldn't post.
There was, I think it was the last one.
I don't understand why she has a mask on now, like while she's talking to the cops, but she didn't have a mask on the entire time she was talking to the other dudes.
Because she doesn't care. But since the authorities are there, she got to.
Cheers.
Another one.
The comments, surprisingly, were in defense of the old lady. One comment said, "You boys go buy this lady some flowers and a card and don't judge her. When you get older, things happen to you you can't control." These disrespectful, condescending guys, they start the video after she's angry, then keep her angry. It's gaslighting. You want respect? You best give it back. Those men were extremely patient. She followed. Okay. All right. So, yeah. And then half the other comments were on the other guy's side. I don't see how you can defend the older lady. I get it. When you're older, like, you might not have the same patience as you did before. And maybe the noise was really bothering her. But at the end of the day, she's still in the wrong because she's interfering with someone else's work. And by doing so, she was putting their safety in jeopardy and herself as well when she was trying to mess with the equipment. The people who are saying that they only started recording when she got angry. I mean, think about that. Like, obviously, you're not going to record old lady who's friendly. Like, who's going to watch that? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because that defeats the purpose of like the whole nickname of Karen. If supposedly she was more respectful and nice before she started yelling at them, like, what reason would they have to record it? The reason they're recording it is because they want to show how unreasonable this lady was being. So that comment to me doesn't make any sense. And it sucks that the cops had to be involved because, you know, it's like they should have better things to do than to come to this apartment complex to talk to this old elderly lady because she's interfering. But yeah, I mean, but like, just for the sake of it, argue on the side of the old lady.
Can you argue on the side of the old lady?
No, because I do most of the talking and you just throw in side comments, so you know, this is your chance to shine.
Okay, but I can't shine with something I already disagree on.
What you mean, Aaliyah? Sometimes the darkest of nights still end up with the sun coming up.
That makes sense. Stop. You're just saying nonsense. She did say that she was worried about the machines because it was raining.
Yeah, and she said it's electric, and then the guy said it's actually gas. So
you want me to keep reason. The
There's no reason for safety issues if it's a gas-powered saw.
Stop. And maybe she didn't want them to work because it was still raining and things get slippery.
Back to the person who said they were gaslighting because they just recorded her when she starts to get mad. I feel like, okay, let's like completely flip it. If she was extremely nice from the get-go, I'm sure they would have recorded it too. Like, imagine if instead of coming out to yell at them, like, she came out with a bunch of glasses of lemonade. I'm sure he would have posted that video. Like, check out this old lady. She brought us some lemonades on this hot day while we're working out in the sun. I always see these videos on IG of, like, these little girls with lemonade stands, and then like a bunch of motorcyclists show up and buy all the lemonade. You ever see those?
No.
So the most recent one I saw was this motorcycle gang. One of them got really injured in a accident on the highway or whatever, and this nurse was able to pull over and help them and take them to the ER. So, you know, they got all better and stuff. And then one day the nurse's doctor set up a lemonade stand, and then the dude who got into the motorcycle accident, he brought his whole crew. It was like, it's probably like 30 deep of motorcycles just rolling up to their yard buying all the lemonade.
Dang. Would you be scared or would you be pleased?
If who am I?
The doctor selling the lemonade, and you see,
if I was a doctor, then I would probably like realize that it's the dude that I helped. If I'm the daughter selling the lemonade, I'll probably be scared because I don't know who all these people are.
You just see the motorcycles all rolling up, and 30 yeah. motorcycles is a lot.
It is. You know, some people, they have gardens or farmland, and one animal that likes to roam around in these places with plentiful grass areas are turkeys. And why are we talking about turkeys? Because Jones Soda is reintroducing something for its 25th anniversary. What is this? Jones Soda has released, or re-released, turkey and gravy soda. Would you try a turkey flavored soda?
No.
Is there any type of savory food you would try in soda form?
No.
Cheers.
Another one.
Okay, let's say it's Thanksgiving, and someone laid out a bunch of bottles of this turkey and gravy soda. You didn't be kind of intrigued to try it? Be like, huh, this might pair well with my mashed potatoes.
I would be disgusted. I don't want my soda to taste like turkey.
Do you like turkey?
I do like turkey.
Do you like gravy?
I love gravy.
So why wouldn't you like it in soda form?
Because I don't like carbonation.
Pour it out, let it sit for a while, wait for the carbonation to go away.
Then I'd rather just eat a turkey and gravy sandwich.
Ah, dude. Oh, this video made me laugh. All right, let's get back to TikTok. Let's turn it up again. So this dude, that's my impression of you. TikTok user Alexandria Danielle 2, in this video, is seen confronting her little sister's coworker at IHOP. Because apparently her coworker has been harassing, apparently touching her inappropriately. So let's just watch this video because it made me laugh a little bit.
That was beautiful.
Excuse me. Who washes the dishes here? You? Well, if you ever put your hands, touch, or look at my little sister again, I'm going to beat the fuck out of you.
Oh, no.
No. Don't touch her.
don't look at her, don't smell her. Yes. I'm not fucking playing. You made her feel really uncomfortable today, and I don't appreciate that shit. Whoever the manager is that allowed that shit to go on, I need to speak with them as well. This little girl is 19 years old.
The manager ain't here right now.
The manager's not here. Yeah, it's this fucking weirdo.
Nah, ain't no weird. No, come on, I'm
sorry. She 19 years old. You a grown ass fucking man. Don't touch her. No, don't touch her. You was trying to kiss her. You obviously got some type of mental problem, but remember that little face over there? Don't fucking look at her.
Yeah.
Because when I just walk in, you said some weird shit to me when I walked past you.
I said, what's up?
No, don't look at my little sister.
I just noticed how she walked in with Lilo and Stitch pajama pants.
I was trying to listen to what the other dude was saying.
What other dude?
So you know how it was her talking, and she was talking to the one that was being inappropriate?
Yeah.
I knew his voice because he was talking very slow, so he's like, nah, that's not me. But then you hear another dude talking too in the background.
He wasn't really saying anything.
He was saying something, like you hear too.
I wish she showed his face. I want to see what this guy looks like.
Me too. She said he's older.
I like how she said, don't smell her.
I guess he goes up behind her and smells. Like, when she first walked in, he said, hey, beautiful. I don't like when people say that too.
Then why don't you respond? Be like, hey, ugly.
I'm not saying that. You know I'm bad at...
Sup, dick face?
In the moment responses. So I just look away. I'm like, okay. And then I'll tell my friend about what happened. I'm like, this dude.
Damn right, I'm beautiful. Wish I could say the same for you. That's what you say.
No, I'm not doing that. I've been watching those catcall videos where the girl puts her phone in her pocket and she just walks around town and hella dudes catcall her and she'll make responses like that. And in my head, I'd be like, how'd she do that so fast?
What is it? I want to see it. It's TikTok?
It's not TikTok. It's like on YouTube. Well, I found it on Instagram.
Can you go to a restaurant and do what she did? Pretend someone's touching your sister?
They're going to be like, who's your sister?
You know damn well who my sister is. Don't play dumb with me.
She looks exactly like me. What you mean?
I'm sure you'll get hella views on that, dude. Cheers.
I'm gonna be bad at it.
Another one.
Okay. Usually, so where was that? That was IHOP. IHOP is usually a, I don't know, people go there for breakfast, but it's also like is it a late night spot like Denny's is? You know, when you have those late nights, you want something to eat, and then maybe you need to go find somewhere to stay. You might check into a Motel 6. This video also comes from TikTok. This woman confronted her partner after she found a Motel 6 card in his laundry. So I was washing my man's clothes and I found this, the Motel 6 card. I confronted him. Hey, see?
Run away.
See, like this video too. Like, how do we know? So the video, it just shows her pulling out a Motel 6 card from the laundry. The caption says, so I was washing my man's clothes and I found this. And then the next part of the video shows her putting it in her man's face. But there's no... It's like, how can we be so sure that they're not just making the video just to make the video and it's actually true?
Concrete evidence?
Sure, if you want to use that. But you know what I mean? It's like I could like anyone can make that type of video. Like maybe they just got back from a vacation or something and they stayed there and they forgot to give the card back, right? So what if they're just making that video just for the views, but it didn't actually happen? Like they were actually there together, and then they're like, "Oh, let's make this video to make it seem like you're cheating behind my back." You know what I mean?
I feel like I can do that.
Yeah, because especially the fact that you're just playing the music and you're not really having a conversation and then the dude just walks away. It's like, it's just a video to be a video. Like, I don't, like, how can we be so sure that this actually happened, or what they're trying to put out there actually happened? You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, that's why, like, most of the time, if they don't tell a story, I usually don't pay attention to it.
I just feel, I don't know, but yeah, I mean, obviously it worked. They got 2.4 million views. I feel like people just post videos just, you know, just for the attention, for the views, for the likes, but it's not always what it seems. Probably sounds corny, but you know.
No, I understand it. But they're making money, so. Wait, are they making money off of this? Can you make money off of this?
Or do you think if you consistently put out content that gets viewed a lot, then you will. But if you just have like one video, I don't think you make money off of it. Yeah. All right, we're going to end it on there because, yeah, that's how we end it.
That is.
But before we go, we will finish off our drinks and bid adieu to you. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the last drink of the night.
Final round.
Cheers.
Another one.
Thank you for tuning in to episode number 69.
Wow, that's dirty.
Thank you for
you're so annoying.
As we stated earlier, please don't forget to subscribe, follow, repost, do anything you can do to help the podcast grow.
Anything.
Sorry, I've been not putting out the episodes consistently on a specific day or whatever, but I don't know, hopefully I'll get better at that. But yeah, till next time, ladies and gentlemen, always want to remind you to please drink responsibly,
shoot your shots, and shoot often.
Kobe,
I'm sorry, bro, I'm a little bit intoxicated.
I respect it.
I'm drinking responsibly.
Peace. See ya.
Some damn podcast is the best there is, the best there was, and the best there ever will be.